Pete Grebe, Fifth Hour, and West Germany and its evolution since World War II.
So, what was West Germany?
Well, West Germany really came into play after World War II had been completed. Russia had control over East Germany, and the Allies had control over West Germany.
Okay, and so what did Russia and the Allies do with that control?
Well, Russia decided to push their communist agenda on their side of Germany, whereas the Allies felt the need to increase the amount of democracy in the world at the time. So they let Germany be free, and they strongly disliked how Russia occupied Western Germany and forced them to be communist.
And so were there any major changes?
After the war, the Allies worked to rebuild Germany. They felt that if they had a strong front on the spread of communism, they could contain it.
Okay, and how did that really end and change the world?
How did it what?
Well, how did that affect?
Well, it affected the world because the Allies, most importantly the U.S., felt the need to prevent the spread of communism. So not only did they sort of set up shop, you could say, in Western Germany, but all along the borders of Russia and its satellite nations in order to contain it.
And so what happened after the fall of the Berlin Wall?
After the fall of the Berlin Wall, people could move freely in between Berlin, as well as people really didn't have that shadow of what once was hanging over their heads anymore. They felt free.
So the wall was very symbolic to the people.
Yes, very. It also, the parts that are still standing, you can see this, but when the Berlin Wall was still up, lots of graffiti was on it to demonstrate the people's feelings of how they felt about the division of their country.
Any closing final words?
No.
All right. Thank you.